This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي فالحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ثم ما بعد. Once again everybody, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The last surah of the Quran, Surah An-Nas. First, I'd like to tell you something about its placement. It's actually at Surah Al-Ikhlas, where قل هو الله أحد, where the goal, what should be entered inside the heart of a believer was described. The unique sincerity to Allah. That's Surah Al-Ikhlas. And then that sincerity should be protected. And the one that protects it from outside evil is Surah Al-Falaq. And the surah that protects it from evil that can come all the way inside of your chest is Surah An-Nas. Things you hear that penetrate all the way inside of you. Right? So that's the outside protection and inside protection. Both of them are mentioned. Much like, if you're sick or you're afraid of getting sick, you might dress because you want to protect yourself from the elements, and you might even take some protective medication that can protect you from within, from the weakness that lies within you. So that's the relationship between Surah Al-Falaq and Surah An-Nas. The other interesting thing, there's some unique qualities of the surah that I'd like to highlight to you, and that is that, instead of just saying that we seek refuge from devils that whisper in the chests of people, الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ, the one, الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ, the whisperer, the one who means harm and disappears, who whispers in the hearts of people, Allah says this kind of whisperer belongs to jinn and human beings. How in the world is an invisible whisperer from human beings? People who do propaganda, spread lies, tell you stuff that lingers in your mind and you think about it over and over again. They're also actually al-waswas, al-khannas. Be careful what you hear from people. Sometimes you hear hurtful things, lies, evil things, and they don't let you go. Like they stay inside you like scars. And this is actually something that we have to be mindful about in protecting our faith. The other beautiful thing in the surah is that this whispering, it happens in the chests of people, but not in their hearts. Allah didn't say fi qulubin nas, He said fi sudurin nas. As-sadr, the sadr is the entire chest. Qalb, the heart, is this small entity inside of the chest. Allah didn't give these people access to our hearts, yet He gave them access to the chest. In other words, these evil whispers are hovering around in your chest, trying to make their way into your heart. Until you open that door, they won't go. The chest, they have access. The heart, they don't. And that's the mercy of Allah. The only one who can give them access to that heart is you and me. And once we do, then the trouble begins. Then it can get so bad, زَيِّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Then you can even do evil deeds, and your heart makes it look beautiful to you. That's a bad state to be in. And so we seek Allah's protection from that. Now finally, the thing I love about this surah is how it actually creates an entire circular relationship with the rest, with the entire Quran. In other words, you would think you reach the end of the Quran, but if you study carefully, you'll notice that there are some remarkable parallels between this surah and Surah Al-Fatiha. Surah Al-Fatiha began with a positive word, Alhamdulillah. Praise and gratitude belongs to Allah. This one begins, أعوذ قل أعوذ بربنا, seeking refuge. Refuge is coming at the same problem from a negative connotation. So you could say one is proactive and one is defensive. Reactionary. This is a reaction. Now, there Allah said Maliki Yawmiddin. Maliki and Rabbil Alameen. Here He said Rabbil Nas. There He said Maliki Yawmiddin. Here He said Malikin Nas. There we said Iyaka Na'budu. And by the way, Rabbil Alameen, master of all nations and all people. Here Rabbil Nas, the same phrase again. There was Malik, the master of the day of judgment. Here is the master of people. There we said, we only worship you. And here we say, Ilahin Nas, the only one to be worshipped by the people, the God of the people. There we mentioned two evil influences, two collective evil influences, Al-Maghdub Alayhim and Al-Dhalin, societal influences that can mess us up. Al-Maghdub Alayhim, the ones who earn anger, and the lost. Don't be in their company because you'll become like them. Here, another two evil influences, but they're not collective in nature, they're personal in nature. Alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas min al-jinnati wan nas. the jinn and the human being, the ones who whisper individually. In other words, that surah protected us from misguidance at a collective level, and this one protects us from misguidance at an individual level. Thus completing the entire circle of the study of the Qur'an. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us lifelong students and beneficiaries of His book, and bring the barakat of studying this book into our lives. Barakallahu li wa lakum, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.